Alright. Greeting once again, true believers, and welcome to the 17th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hello.
Well, that was kind of sad and disappointing.
Sorry. Woo!
Yeah! Get back to slurping that Frosty.
Or nope, I finished it.
Slurpee.
Pre-show.
Right. Pre-show Slurpees.
I'm a responsible host.
This week is covering December 16th through December 23rd. Deadpool dailies for the week. Today, Blue Iron Man. Thursday, Purple Iron Fist. Friday, Red Ragnarok. Saturday, Purple Kamala Khan. Sunday, Blue Quicksilver. Monday, Green Wanda. Tuesday, Red Vision, also known as Wanda's husband. Yeah. Wednesday, the Black Panther. Raise the fist.
Okay, so we're back to the top of the order.
Back to the top of the order with Black Panther next Wednesday. The Crash of the Titans. Yeah, got it right.
Nailing it.
On the 14th was Cyclops getting his butt whooped by someone I've already forgotten who it was. Did anybody else play that event? I tried it.
No,
twice,
I'm sorry. I do not have a classic Cyclops.
Yeah, I played it. It did not go well. And I don't remember who it was either. They kicked my butt so hard that memory was wiped, apparently. I should have pulled it up before we started.
Was that Hulkbuster?
Yes.
Ooh,
no,
that sounds likely.
That sounds likely, though.
I remember being somebody else who used red. So that if you made red, it was like, meh, I'm just going to use all that, thanks. I don't know.
That looks familiar in my mind.
All right, coming up on the 19th will be Red Hulk. So that one, maybe I have a slightly better chance.
Yeah, I've got a couple more covers.
I just got a Red Hulk cover recently. He's not very high level, though. He's level 106.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I got him at zero. I have no red power, though.
Oh, really?
I have two Hammer and Anvil and two Gamma Siphons.
Yeah, that kind of sucks, because his
What's the red power do?
It's the punch.
No, Gamma. I thought they...
No.
The Hammer and Anvil.
The red power is when he takes damage, he makes a countdown tile, which blows up some random basics. It's not that great.
You are correct. I am looking at the very wrong character.
Yeah, no, I have the two good powers.
Are you looking at Colossus?
I had Hulkbuster up.
Okay.
Hulkbuster Red is ridiculously good.
Yeah.
No, but I have the two good powers, I think, for Red Hulk.
I agree.
The green and purple, so I'm going to give it a whirl. I'll give it a go.
Yeah, I got him at 121, but only level 94, so...
Yeah, mine's only 106, but... All right, story events still with what, a week left, 6 days, something like that, is still the Amadeus Inferno. So if you haven't gotten the reward for that yet, you still got time. I've never actually finished out the rest of the rewards in that. I probably should do that this week.
You've got time.
I do. Story events. Yeah. Yes.
If you haven't got them yet, listen to episode 15. Gives you all the details.
Oh, right.
All right. Venom Heroic. Is going on, where you got 15,000 will get you a Purple Falcon, 28,000 for your Legendary Token, first and second place is Blue Reed Richards, and 3 through 150 is Captain Marvel, not to be confused with Captain Marvel, who is a whole different character. And then following that up will be the ISO 8 Brotherhood, which has an exciting ending, 32,000 for Red Captain Marvel, 80,000 for Legendary, and first place all the way down to place number 100... is the previously mentioned Miles Morales Spider-Man. So there is your first chance to earn your new 4-star Spider-Man in the ISO 8 event. As we talked about last week, I think we talked about all the powers. Purple is the hide and seek. That's the one where he becomes invisible, and then the power changes. It's one of these changing powers. It turns into surprise.
Surprise!
Which deals bonus damage for web tiles on the board. Yellow is power and responsibility. That creates some web tiles, and in passive, whenever a web tile is matched, he gains purple AP. And then,
yeah, it looks like that's only at level 4 and 5. The
when passive.
Match it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the red power is called Venom Blast, which I love the flavor text. He backflips over his enemy, tagging them and delivering a Venom Blast. Because apparently he can't shoot Venom at you unless he's first taunted you by backflipping over you. Ha ha! Squirt. But that stuns the target and does some damage. So the previously rumored Miles Morales is in the game, and we will be talking more about him slightly later. PvP events. We got Earth's Mightiest finished up. 800 in that got you a Green Punisher, 1,000 for the Black Kingpin, 1,300 for your Legendary. First place was Mr. Fantastic. 2 through 50 was Rocket and Groot and some CP, and 51 through 100 were Rocket and Groot covers. And then next up is Nefarious Foes, where 800 gets you a Yellow Magneto, 1,000 is a Black Reed Richards, 1,300 is your Legendary. First place gets you a mediocre Hulk guy with the mohawk. And 2 through 100 is the witch called Wanda and some CP.
Ooh.
Or a totally awesome Hawk.
Sure.
They're really giving away some CP with that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Big news, then. Big news. Are you ready?
The biggest of
news. The biggest news ever. We were fortunate that there will be a special episode following this week's episode, where we got to have a private interview with MPQ producer Joe Fletcher.
Woo!
Woo! Please check that episode out, where we will have more for you on Miles Morales and another to-be-announced character that we can't tell you about now, but if you listen to the episode, you'll hear all about it.
Right.
Also, we got some great tips from Joe on level scaling, cascade answered, damage.
Right. Tons of burning questions were answered.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff that was, you know, that we've been pondering for a while, and we've heard, you know, many different answers to how it works, and Joe was able to clear up a lot of those questions for us, so please take a look at that. Hopefully it will be posted late Thursday afternoon. That will give Ray some force to Ray to do it, because there, I gave out of time.
Sure.
Ray, tell me about listener comments.
Sure. So we didn't have a whole lot this week. There was a whole bunch of discussion, but I'm going to sum it up real quick. There was a whole bunch of discussion about Miles and Spider-Man and Spider-Man's enemies and how it would be really nice to expand on the family of characters in Marvel Puzzle Quest. But, yeah, that's going to be covered
in the special episode.
in the special. So, yeah, I'm not going to linger on that too much. But some good discussions. Also, there was a discussion about an idea that a character, because I think in a previous interview Joe mentioned bringing out the Avenger characters, there was speculation that one of them might be Nova. That sounds interesting, but not the case yet. But in any case, we got a new listener, Mr. Made You Look.
It already sounds like a trap.
He mentioned that is loving the podcast about his favorite mobile game. So, hey, welcome.
Welcome aboard.
And hopefully you can comment. Feel free to comment. Positive, negative, we don't care. We care.
But well, we do
if you
care.
Have any questions that we can't answer.
Positive, but, well, you know, we'll take any kind of criticism.
Right. Any questions where you can't get answers elsewhere, we have a direct line to the people who know.
We are hoping to have Joe and the crew back for future episodes. So
we're in with the top brass now.
If there are questions that we have for the developers and producers of the game, hopefully we can get those through the pipeline.
And yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that I did make a special request of Joe. That if you listen to next week's episode, you'll realize that it's something that I've been asking for quite some time.
Right. Wait, if you listen to what?
The special episode.
Okay, I thought you said next week's episode.
Special.
Okay. Do listen to next week's episode, too, but the special episode will be available
this week.
Mere moments after this one is available. So,
And just to go with that, make sure you check out Marvel.com tomorrow.
Or today. Since we'll be recording today and posting tomorrow, and there's a whole time thing.
On Thursday.
Yes.
Check Marvel.com.
So some of the questions that we asked in the special, they said, well, we can answer them if you don't post until we actually post it first. So we agreed to that because we would like to continue that relationship. Another comment, I have to, of course, mention Leonard. Just real quick, he said that he was going to get the X-23 cover from the simulator right after last week's episode. He said he was going to get it even if it kills him. Apparently it didn't kill him, because I did see that he got it, so congratulations.
Would have been a heavy toll to pay for an X-23 cover.
Yeah.
Good news, Leonard got the cover. Bad news, Leonard's in the hospital.
And one comment that I saw that made me again laugh out loud from our regular listener, Stinkpalm. He says, there isn't a need to use the sister of the deceased MCU speedster just to generate 5 purple iron fists. But you should use the Wiccan woman from the West Coast Avengers with Beast, because Beast's green is doubled if there are any blue special tiles in play, including Wanda's freebie.
Oh, sure. Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an important little note. But the references to Wanda.
He just makes his own blue, though, so.
He does, but you have to wait for that. You have to charge blue first.
Nope. If you throw it as a countdown tile, it counts.
Right.
You can immediately then fire green.
Wanda's comes out for free and constantly.
Right.
His, you actually have to gain, like, 6 whole AP.
Yeah, I know. It's not a lot of blue to.
It's real easy to charge, but hers just is auto, so.
Right.
Sure.
I have been in situations where I have enough green and not enough blue.
I guess.
Last listener comment. I would also like to welcome at Zarian from Twitter. He posted on the webpage that he likes that we are switching the comments section on the webpage to discuss. Oh, hey, guys. I'm switching the comment section to discuss.
What?
So we were using Facebook comments, and, you know, that's all fine and stuff, but some of our listeners don't really care for the Facebook, because it posts your real name or whatever you use on Facebook on the comment.
Sure.
This actually allows you to use Facebook or Twitter or your own account on Discuss or whatever. So it's better. I think it'll work pretty good. So, but in any case, he posted on there and he said that he came across the podcast a few days ago and it helped him out greatly. He listened to episode 15 and it was it enabled him to get Cho.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, very appreciative. And so, yeah, thanks for listening, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
And I believe that is the last of the listener comments.
Ooh. If anybody has more, please throw them our way. We'd love to hear from everybody. Now it's time for the feature character of the week.
Oh, that's the worst echo effect yet.
Well, it's because Ray always yells at me and says, I'll put that in. You don't have to do that every time. So
does he?
All right, he might have once.
You don't know, you...
Feature character of the week! This week's character is Carol Danvers, also known as Captain Marvel. She's got 3 powers.
What?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. You jerk. Her red power for 7 red is Photonic Blast. This seals a pile of damage and destroys enemy projectiles. That's, you know, can be pretty handy at times because it blows up all the projectiles. All at once.
At level 5.
Yes. They don't generate AP, but you get them all. The black power, which costs way too much for what it does, in my opinion. For 9 black, you get Hypersonic Punch. Does some damage and stuns a target for 2 turns. But in return, gives them a strength 53 enemy strike tile at level 5. And then her third power is the passive yellow power absorption. Whenever she takes damage, she generates red AP to fuel Photonic Blast. So I run her at a 5-5-3. What are you guys using for Captain Marvel?
Yeah, so I definitely run her differently because, like I said, you mentioned that it destroys all projectiles. Well, it only destroys all projectiles if you have it at level 5, which I do, and I definitely suggest. I mean, Photonic Blast, I think, is the best power. But obviously, at least I think it's obvious, you don't have energy absorption, her third power, at level 5.
I do not.
Because at level 5, it generates 5 AP and 3 black AP. So when she takes damage, she generates power for both of her other colors, black and red. So very useful. So I run her at 5/3/5. I really don't care for throwing out strike tiles, especially any of any strength for the enemy team.
Right.
And I have so many characters that have good black powers.
Oh, sure. So having her generate black helps out.
Right. Exactly. I don't have her leveled up. I think I have her like level 120. I took her up until it started costing a ton of AP. But she is, to me, I use her as a utility character in order to, you know, generate red and black. I need to level her more because if she's not in front, she doesn't take the damage and right. That power doesn't kick in.
Ian, what you got?
She is another character trapped in character limbo for me. I checked her out just before the show. I still have her at level 55. And I have her. I currently have her at 4/4/4.
Oh, there you go.
So
even across the board.
Yep. That just again. That's just the way the covers have fallen. We'll see how it shuffles out. Ray made a pretty strong argument for 5/3/5. So I'll look into that for sure.
Yeah, and the reason I actually made that argument, I just recently got another Hypersonic Punch cover. So I could have taken it up to 4, but I sat here like looking at the what am I going to reduce? I like generating the black. I don't want to lose that.
Right.
I like destroying all projectiles. I don't want to lose that. So I ended up just selling the black cover and deciding that 5/3/5 was the way I indeed wanted her.
Cool.
Very good.
Yeah. Very respectable choice.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's a useful character. When she's pumped up, she can do a fair amount of damage. Something I use her once in a while. I'm more of a fan of her 2-star variant, because her I use daily. But
which is odd, since you don't like 1 or 2-star characters.
Well, you have to have some. She's one of the 3 that I have.
Yeah, I can't believe you could trim your 2-stars all the way down to just 3 people.
That's all I need.
Yeah, but they come up so often in story mode.
Yeah.
Where they're a required character.
Yeah, I just don't have slots for them. I currently have 67 characters, and I've got room for 3 2-stars and 1 1-star. The rest are all higher level.
Yeah.
Or more stars, more rarity, I guess it is.
Wow. Again, I must be short on characters then. Because I have 63 characters currently, and I have way too many 2-stars.
Yeah, that's actually my problem as well. That's why I had to spend all my hero points.
I have 7 2-stars. Why do I have 7? I should get rid of one of them.
You should get rid of several of them.
Nope, it's 2 teams. Two. I try to keep the most widely used ones. I think I have 6. Maybe I miscounted. Maybe I just have some other people at level 94, which made me believe they were 2-stars when in fact they are 3-stars.
Oh, that could easily be. If you have, 5 covers on a 4-star?
Yep. Yeah. Correct.
Rewards of the week. Did anybody get anything super exciting or rare?
No.
My reward is I managed to get 25 command points.
Oh, nice.
Daily supply drop.
Mm-hmm.
So that netted me a red Goddess of Thunder.
Oh.
Oh, wow. And you must have her at like 5 or 6 covers.
I do, actually. And in 4 days of my daily supply drop will be a blue Goddess of Thunder. So
because she was my supply drop, I think, today?
Yes.
She's in there quite a bit.
Yep. I've gotten her twice in the supply drop.
Yeah, today was I was on day 490, and I got a red Goddess of Thunder today.
Yeah, getting a blue one in 4 days, and I'll be able to get her up to 222. So maybe have a chance at the Crash of the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
So yeah, I got that this week, and then I did get another a Red Hulk power.
Oh,
so
nice.
I have him at 022 now, so he may also be starting to be useful. My Goddess of Thunder is at 111, level 78.
Yeah, and at that level, I mean, with the powers not up, she's just not... She's not really even useful as a utility, 4-star. It looks like she gets better.
No. Yeah.
Right. My only big acquisition was I got another Iceman cover.
Oh, I still don't have an Iceman. You suck.
So what does that put him at? Because I think that's the second
111.
Okay.
I have him. I have one of each of his colors somehow. It was very generous of the game.
What's his first power? I don't have it.
His first power is Whiteout.
Yeah, that one, I love that power. Well, yeah. I hate it, because I don't have it, and when the computer has it, it's devastating.
Right.
Yep.
Good stuff.
So, yeah, there's that then. I got a Rocket and Groot cover in one of these here, either PvP or story modes recently. That was nice. I could use that.
Yeah, I love Rocket and Groot. I've been using them because they're pumped up right now in the Venom event.
Yes.
It's very possible.
Well, there was, no, one of the few characters you get to use. There's like, what?
Oh, right.
Eight or nine characters you can use.
Yeah, I've been using them with Punisher, and sadly I've been having to use this Star-Lord to try and get this CP in one of the matches there. And I still really don't like Star-Lord, but there you go.
He seems okay.
I don't know. Maybe if I get more covers for him, he'll be more useful.
Maybe. I mean, I was going to say, I'd feel the same way about Iceman, but I've seen him at higher levels, so I'm confident he's, very good.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he is way more powerful than Star-Lord. Star-Lord doesn't cut the mustard.
Outside of the Devil Dino Dance, which we'll talk about a little bit tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. Sure, tomorrow. In the special episode. Man, that's
so that event that's currently going on, Magneto and Storm are both pumped up. How you cannot use those? Holy crap, they're so powerful. At level 240 for that event?
Right.
They use all my health packs. I feel like I'm Craig. I'm just using them over and over and over again.
See, sometimes you just gotta keep using the same things when it's working. It's not my fault you don't believe to that.
No, I like using different characters.
Yeah, I get it. I just like to win.
Anything else?
No, I think the problem is I think we're covering so much in the special episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had to keep this episode a little bit trim. The soon-to-be special episode is, just packed full of information, packed full of exciting new releases, and, packed full of everything straight from the horse's mouth. So,
you know what else is packed full of information?
Mm.
The Podcast Network.
Oh my God, the Podcast Network is so full of information. And great podcasts. After you've listened to the ultra special episode and the episode that we're doing right now, you should tune into some other fine podcasts here on the soon-to-be-named network. Like, for instance, Podvocacy, starring David and Jason, where they talk about all their pop culture interests. Or perhaps you prefer a live YouTube show. May I recommend the Fresher and Parlance show, hosted by Fresher and Parlance, where they cover news and events of the week live on YouTube. Or perhaps you're interested in comic books. Well, let me tell you, the Long Box Heroes comic book show, hosted by our good friend Leonard F. Chikarison and Todd, will tell you everything you need to know about comic books.
Or if you're really interested in the products they have at Cinnabon.
Really?
I was going to say, I don't want to. Why are you trying to start like a rivalry with another show? Seems unnecessary. Lastly, as always but not leastly, let's say you're really, really high and you want to listen to four dudes play Cards Against Humanity. Check out the Prodigal Sons podcast.
Censor that.
What's that?
This is a kid show.
It's not a kid show. It's an all-ages show.
Don't be telling the kids to go get high.
I wasn't encouraging it. I said if you happen to be. Maybe they're high on life. Why'd you make it something weird, Craig?
Tally, you're the worst character ever.
See? Also for kids.
Not so much.
So that's the soon-to-be network. Check us out.
I have a on a side note. I have something you should talk about on the Prodigal Sons, because the radio filled me with rage, because, man, I hate people.
All right.
It told me that there was some school district somewhere that has bowed down to pressure and taken all the religious significance out of Charlie Brown Christmas. Because, people complained.
I don't understand what you've just said to me.
How do you take that out of Charlie Brown?
Right. All right, well, there's the section of Charlie Brown Christmas where Linus comes out and quotes the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah, they took all that out because people were offended because that existed in a Christmas play.
Oh, a play.
Right.
They were performing a play.
The kids were performing a play.
Yes.
And the school district edited it to take out all the parts about, Christ out of the Christmas. Now,
yes.
As we know, I'm all down with the atheism. I'm not a religious guy in any way, shape, or form. If I'm going to attend a Christmas play, I understand what the content might be.
Right, especially if you're...
It's Charlie Brown Christmas. Who doesn't know this story?
Exactly. Why change the storyline? Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to believe that stuff, but I'm okay with Charlie Brown, doing the thing, because that's the story. That doesn't offend me when, Linus does his little spiel. I can live with it. I'll move on. But man, I hate people who just won't move on with their lives. Like, that is not a thing you should be fighting for.
You are correct. This is definitely a Prodigal Sons.
That's what I'm saying.
Conversation.
So Ray can edit all this part out, but I just wanted to bring it up to Ian before I forgot. Anyway, back to the regular recorded show. Once again, we want to thank everybody for joining us. Please check out the next episode. You can find it at thepuzzlewarriors3.com, on iTunes, on Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook.
Sure.
I would.
So as Ray has mentioned, he's now changed comments to discussions. So please, if you discuss. Want to bring anything up on the discuss, please leave anything you want. We try to read everything we can, and we'd love to hear from our listeners, even if you like us, hate us, or, you know, want to throw some Raz or talk about Cinnabon. All these things are good.
Again.
Something else, if it is Christmas time, if you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of the Puzzle Warriors 3, and if you make a purchase through there, we might get a little back to help keep that website available for you, keep the domain name and all that good such. So that's all we have for this week.
I am offended by that suggestion. What if I want to buy Kwanzaa presents through that link?
You can do that.
You could also do that.
You didn't mention that.
I didn't.
Your war on Kwanzaa won't stand.
You could buy presents for 8 crazy nights of Hanukkah.
It's over, isn't it?
No.
Hanukkah?
Belated presents.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Hanukkah is over.
No. When's Hanukkah run?
Ask Jared.
It's funny because he's angry.
Oh, Hanukkah's over. All right, never mind.
Sweet.
Man,
I totally tell me that I'm right again.
I totally miss my Hanukkah gelt. I need to go get me some gold coins that are, you know, chocolate covered gold coins.
They're delicious.
They are. So that's all for now. And remember, kids, this friendly neighborhood seems to be awfully dangerous. Good night.
See ya.
Goodbye.
You guys are the worst.
I'm definitely leaving that in.